You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
All right, it's time for a trending report. I have a few things before we get into the local stuff. Tom Cruise was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday to present some footage of his new, yet another Mission Impossible movie, The Final Reckoning. Do we think this is the final?
Is it the final one, though?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
What's the next one going to be called, then? The second final
the
reckoning.
Second final. Just
the
joking.
Real final.
Just kidding.
We're serious this time. He did get up there, though, and pay tribute to Val Kilmer. He told everyone it would be really nice if we could just have a moment all together, take a moment of silence, think about his performances, all of his films, all the wonderful times that we've had with him, and he had a very nice little moment of silence for his buddy Val Kilmer.
So. It's Goose and Maverick, right?
Iceman. Yes.
Goose was the mustache guy.
Okay, Iceman, yep. And Maverick.
That's right.
Aww. You can fly with me anytime.
That CinemaCon looked pretty neat, actually. I didn't know what was going on, but they released a bunch of trailers for new movies coming out.
Super
and
cool, yeah.
Little snippets. The new Naked Gun movie's coming out, which looks freaking hilarious.
I'm excited for that
one.
It's
really good.
I didn't know that they were remaking that movie, and that's one of my favorite movie series.
Me too.
Like,
I was a sucker for all those cheesy movies back in the day.
Well, Leslie Nielsen was like the king of that back when. I mean, he was hilarious in the way he delivered all of his lines.
He's so good, man.
Yeah, well, that's my kind of humor.
And the airplane
too.
Movies.
Yes. Satirical kind of humor. I just love it. So.
Yeah, so there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, my favorite guys is the producer, Seth MacFarlane. And so obviously creator Family Guy.
Yeah.
And he does.
So you know it's going to be good.
Hilarious stuff. Have you ever seen A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Oh,
one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
That is a really funny movie, actually.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's the right guy to do this reboot,
he is.
I think.
Well, he's the guy, he's the age that grew up watching all those movies.
Yeah.
Airplane, yep. Naked Gun, all those things. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I also heard they had some sizzle reels of the new Masters of the Universe movie coming out, too. I've been looking everywhere, and they're not online!
Oh.
I'm freaking out!
Is it a live action or
It's live action. Like,
really?
It's going to be... They're expecting it to be pretty huge.
That's cool.
You know what that's going to do to the value of my toys?
Skyrocket!
Yeah.
Tariffs? What tariffs? I'm selling all these off.
See his eyes.
You're never
going to
see
right
me
now.
Again. Let's talk about pretty boy Ryan Reynolds. Dude has his hands in everything. He's got a gin business, right? The Mint Mobile. He's heavily involved with soccer. Now he's selling wine. He's got a new wine coming out called Ugly Estates. It looks like taller versions of kids' juice boxes, essentially.
Oh, that's
it's like
hilarious.
A juice box, like wine size. No straw, but there is a twist-off cap. Ugly Estates promises 33% more wine than a regular bottle of wine, though, and 100% less snob.
Well, yeah,
is their quote.
That's
just
amazing. You can get him in Target right now.
He's just moved into the boxed wine category. That's all it is.
Dude's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Personal box wine.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
They've had these, though. They have these already. Like,
do they? I've never seen these.
My mom is a huge boxed wine person, so the Boda box comes as the different sizes.
That's the
as
spigot,
well.
Right?
You can have the big one, or you can have the little
ones.
Yeah,
it's the slap the bag that every college student does.
Yeah, the slap the bag.
I didn't know they had these
But
sizes.
These are, Katie, like, these are, like, personal.
Yeah.
These are the size of a wine bottle, though.
They have
them?
The little size. Like,
but they're not Ryan Reynolds.
They're not
kind.
Ryan Reynolds.
They don't have his face on them.
But, yeah, they have these. They're just adult juice boxes, like you said.
That is so cool.
They're so classy.
I would drink this.
I would try it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's good
not?
For driveway night in the summer.
Yeah,
wine not.
Why
shut
not?
Up. Morgan Wallen was doing a podcast with Theo Vaughn, and he was talking about he's been staying away from bars since his notorious chair-throwing incident in Nashville. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was saying he hasn't been back in a bar since the chair throwing incident.
I mean, would you go right back to one?
Probably,
I mean, he's probably
a smart idea.
Yeah.
Heavily watched by the police. I watched that whole interview. It was actually really funny and really good.
Yeah.
I love Theo Vaughn.
He is hilarious. The way he asks questions, it's like the most ADD interview you'll ever watch, because he'll ask a question and then throw the most random saying in there, and you're just like,
yes.
What? How did you? What? What connection is that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's
He's
so
a great
good.
Podcaster.
He's
so
hilarious.
You can check that out. I got two more things. The MTV Video Music Awards are set to make history by airing on CBS for the first time alongside a simulcast of MTV. So it sounds like they're just trying to scoop up some more people watching this awards ceremony. I fizzled out on the MTV.
Yeah.
I used to be one of my most favorite award shows.
Yeah.
But anymore, I'm... I'm such in dad mode. Like, I'm that guy now. Who's that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of these people.
Well, and I can't tell you the last time I actually, like, watched a music video at home while I was cleaning. Like, I used to have the music video channel on all day, and I would just watch one after the other. And, you know, I don't do
TRL.
That anymore. Exactly.
I was heavy into TRL.
So, gosh, it's been a minute since I've actually been a viewer of MTV.
I know. Same.
I used to love it.
Same. And then the final thing here, I know Nick Knack will be excited about this. I feel like she likes these movies. Ice Cube has finalized a deal to write and star in a new installment of the beloved Friday series.
Yay! Yes! I love that movie!
It will be the fourth entry into the comedy franchise, and the first in over two decades since Friday After Next came out in 2002. So we're going to get another Friday movie.
Is that the one? Is Chris Tucker in that?
Is that
okay,
the
Yeah, that's the damn one.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
I love that movie.
Dang, that hasn't come
so
out since 2002?
Debo? Like, that movie is just, oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
There you
that's
go.
That's exciting.
You
that's
and Nick Knack are super excited.
Maybe we'll watch it together.
Yeah, there you
we'll go.
Girls' night. All right, what's trending locally?
Yeah, well, we talked about the weather and how cold it's going to be out the Rockies opener, home opener, and a lot of things happening with that as well out at DIA. 900 flights were delayed last night, 16 of them canceled. Also, that Red Rocks concert that was supposed to really start up the season, one of the earliest concerts out there at Red Rocks, has been moved inside. So now it's going to take place on Sunday at Mission Ballroom. And, yeah, a lot of things going on because of the cold weather. Though, again, this morning I woke up and I found out it's not going to be as bad as they originally thought. Still cold, but not a whole lot of snow coming our way,
right,
as they originally once said. So that is good news. But
Did you see the story? They added a bunch of concerts to Red Rocks.
Yeah, Deadmau5 is going to be there.
Mumford and Sons.
Some actual good names. Because I've been watching that list grow and grow, and there are some good acts that are coming through Red Rocks, but I think a lot of unknown as well, you know?
Yeah.
So I was glad
like
to
Purple
see.
Like Purple Disco Machine?
Yeah. Like,
oh, Jer, come on.
A lot of acts that I just never heard of. But
Ganja
they are,
White Knight?
They are starting to release some of the bigger names, so that made me happy.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters, they're coming.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? Louis C.K. was another one that was added, if you're into his comedy.
Mumford and Sons, like, revitalized their career through TikTok. They have been huge lately. That's all I see on my TikTok. I think they're releasing a new album if it's not released already. And so they're kind of making a comeback, and their music is fantastic.
They'll
dude.
Be there
I
July
it.
21st and 22nd. Oh, that's a Monday and Tuesday night.
Two nights, though. See, they're big, man.
I can't
they're
go.
Coming back.
School night. School night.
You could go.
School night.
No.
No, after I went
not.
To Justin Timberlake and stayed up until like 1 in the morning and had to come in here.
Take the next day off.
That's hard.
No, that's it. Like, I tried to go to something late at night, too, and it ruined me for the whole week.
It ruins
it
you.
It
will ruin
the entire
really
week.
Does.
With this job, it will ruin you.
Yeah, well, you got to get up at 4 in the morning. Those concerts, woo, they're rough. And more with the weather. Did you see Glenwood Canyon? A rock slide has closed the canyon. Oh, this is not good. Eastbound right at exit 116 there. But CDOT is saying that this is going to be a prolonged closure as well. They don't know when it's going to open back up, but seems like a pretty big rock slide.
It's always something through there, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's always
eastbound.
Something.
Think about all those people coming over to Denver for the weekend.
We're
so
stuck.
That's the big thing. And I told you about when I moved here this last time, there was the rock slide with the fires and everything, and we had to go all the way up through almost Craig. I mean, you really had to go up to northern Colorado.
Come on,
so,
Craig.
Yeah, I can't imagine those people on the interstate having a good time
Not fun.
Right now. But just so you know.
That's when you park it in Glenwood and get a hotel and enjoy the pool.
Hit up the hot
there
springs. That's exactly it. Hey, something a little more local is pickleball is absolutely exploding right now. I mean, we hear about it all the time. The Pickler is here for it. We also talked about that place before. It's a big pickleball complex. There's a few locations already. One up in Loveland, one in Thornton, and one in Aurora. And now they're talking about how they're going to open 4 more locations in the Denver metro area in 2025. The folks there at the Pickler say one of the main missions there is to make Colorado a top 3 pickleball state in the country.
Ugh.
Josh
Why?
Is disgusted. It's a good sport. I mean, and more people are jumping on board with it because it's easier than tennis.
It is.
For one. Again, there's so many places you can play it now because people are really embracing this pickleball culture. And the last one is if there are indoor courts, you can play it all year round. And
it's beneficial. You're still,
exactly.
If you're older, you're getting your exercise.
Yes.
You are socializing. You occasionally fall on the floor and bleed. I mean, it's really, it's a good experience.
Break the hip. Yeah.
If you're getting up there, you know.
Yeah. No, and it's funny.
Everybody, I see them at the rec center and they all
do.
Look so darn happy.
And it's funny because, like, people who are naysayers, people who are like, pickleball, blah, the people who are doing it, like, you immediately become obsessed. This is what I hear, is it's such a fun sport that most people can pick up quite quickly, which makes you more excited about it because you're good at it, right? And so, like, it's just like a cult following almost right
people
now.
People get obsessed
with this pickleball.
With it, yes.
And so I think that, like, if you don't like it, try it and then see if maybe it's
something. A good couples thing too, because you can paddle each other on the tushy.
Oh, see?
It's a good game.
Good hit. Good
whack,
hit.
Whack, whack.
Have either one of you played it? Because I've played it like 20 times.
You
I have not. Oh, yeah, and I want to.
My
play.
Age group. I mean, the friends are like, hey, let's go play pickleball. Let's go.
Okay.
Play.
How's your age group when it's all the retirees doing it?
It's literally everybody doing it. Like
I have not heard that.
There's this group of people. It's with my church that I go, and they play pickleball weekly. And so, I mean, it's. I don't know. I liked tennis. I played tennis growing up, so I liked tennis a lot more. But it's
is
fine.
It called Preaching for Pickleball?
No, it's called.
Do they have like a church name?
No.
Pray for Pickleball.
It's called the Brook Event Center. There's a lot of people.
Oh,
it's
you
like
guys need
young...
a churchy name
you
for your
do.
Pickleball group.
The Pickleball Prayers.
Yeah. But it's
Pickleball.
That's funny.
Yeah, Pickleball Prayers. That's pretty good.
Prayers for Pickleball.
Prayers
yeah.
for Pickleball.
Yeah.
You don't want pickle prayers. That's weird. But yeah. No, it's. I mean, it's fun. It's fine. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not obsessed.
See, I guess
I'm not obsessed.
I didn't realize that you did it already. I thought that it was just something you didn't like.
A bunch of times.
Okay,
no.
So
I
want to
play it. Can I come join your church league?
You absolutely could if you wanted to. Yeah.
Okay.
All ages welcome.
Okay.
All right. You guys will have to let me know how it goes.
You
I
come?
To...
Come
okay,
on, Katie.
I'm coming too.
Do they pass the plate at the end of it? Do they pass the plate?
No. This is straight up. It's dinner and pickleball on Saturday nights.
And dinner?
Yeah.
Got
I know
me
Katie's
in.
Like, I'm in.
Wait a minute.
I'd have to watch my language, I'm guessing.
You really would.
It's a church event, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You really would.
Golly!
Okay.
Why do you think I say jeepers on this show all the
I
time?
Know.
Oh, jeepers!
Oh, my goodness.
Son of a...
Gosh darn it!
Oh.
That's the one where I always go, oh, Christ be magnified.
Yeah, there we go.
You always say cheese and rice.
Yeah, cheese
no,
and rice.
Oh, no, that's too close, Katie.
Is it
no,
too close?
No,
you
always say Christ be magnified.
Well, how about this one? You might want to throw a swear word out there when you hear more Walgreens are going to be closing across
where
the Denver
Metro. Where am I
going to
get my Vicodin in?
I know. Well, 6 stores closed last month, and they're going to shutter even more windows in Colorado Springs. 3 stores down there will be closing, and Walgreens came out and said that they're going to add more stores to the list in Denver as well. So I don't know what's happening with our favorite corner store. Like, I love popping into Walgreens for little things. Yeah, because you're going to be in and out, and you don't have to be stuck in lines. There's not a lot of people.
That's where I send all my photos.
Exactly.
Like, if I got to print photos, I print them and send them to a Walgreens.
Yeah, you know what? Also, they have good makeup. And a lot of times you can go in there and get it on sale. Like, they'll have their stuff on sale, and you can get really high-end makeup for, like, super cheap. So I go to Walgreens for quite a few
things. I didn't know
things.
That, and I'm all out of mascara.
And see, that's where you go, Jer. But, yeah, it's kind of an end of an era there. And hopefully they pick
Which
something
ones are
up
closing?
Online.
You
so
have them?
3 in Colorado Springs. And,
oh, Springs. Okay.
Yeah, but there is a list here of Walgreens. One off Iliff in Aurora and Mississippi in Aurora. The one off Sheridan in Arvada. That one off 35th and Colorado Boulevard. There's also one off Evans Avenue, one up in Federal Heights off 84th, and in your neck of the woods, Littleton off Sims. That one
is
going to be closing.
That
is
the one
down.
I stop at sometimes when I head home to get my stamps.
So that one is going to be closing
that
down.
One is closing.
So
no
and again,
way.
With the full list being added to later on, so there's going to be even more locations shutting down.
I wonder
so.
If it's an Amazon effect. You know,
I'm
still
sure.
You get everything
it's
on Amazon, and now you can get the prescriptions and stuff.
Yeah,
Amazon
I mean,
too,
yeah.
So it's
yeah, and the photos. Like, how many people get photos developed?
Well, they don't even do the 1 hour. The big
not
thing,
a lot.
You know. was the 1 hour photo.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's way quicker than that. Like, I will submit it on my phone, and literally in about 4 minutes, they send me a thing back and says, your prints are done.
Yeah, dang.
It's
really
that quick,
quick
now. But
it's
again,
really
like, who's doing that?
Yeah.
So I'm old school.
If you like to stop into your local Walgreens every now and then, I'd check and see if they're even going to be in existence after
That's a place
while.
I didn't think was going to be
I know, I didn't think it'd be
shutting
affecting.
Down.
I know, it surprised me too when
that
this
is kind
started.
Of a bummer. I mean, the last time I went there, it got robbed. So I understand, I get it, but like,
truth.
No, that's the last time I was there.
It and really was.
There was a stick up.
Yeah,
it really
so it's
was.
It's a,
oh
it's
my
a
gosh.
Huge bummer. That's
okay,
sad.
And then just the final story here because I love this. So I've never ran a 5K ever. You know, I like to run, and so 3 miles is about what I
to
do.
To a KFC.
So I was like, well, get ready
KFC.
For this, okay? I found this online this Sunday. There is the Donut Race 5K.
Oh my goodness.
So I signed up for the Donut Race 5K. It's Sunday at Wash Park, and essentially it's just a way to
this
get
Sunday?
People out this Sunday to get people out and excited and just being outside in the outdoors. That's
Are
their
you prepared
main mission.
For this?
I'm going to go running today after we do the Rockies.
You're going to run
opener.
One day and
I mean,
then go
dude,
run
it's
a 5K?
I've been running.
3 miles
like,
it's not
running.
Bad, but.
I've been running though. Like I run. So, and when I saw this was just a 5K, I was like, I can do a 5K. And there's donuts at the end. There's donuts.
Oh, there it
motivation.
Is.
And food, like they'll also have other food there. So you run Wash Park, that 5K, that's just the easy flat track around Wash Park. And then at the end, they have donuts and drinks and refreshments and food. And if I qualify, it could be a qualifier for a Boulder Heat. I don't know what that means.
Katie, you're
but,
not qualified.
Okay.
You're not
going to
do
Boulder
Boulder.
You're not going to qualify.
I'm there
Both
for
Josh
the donuts.
And are like, that's
you're
not
gonna
happening.
She's like, if I finish in the top three, I will run the Boulder.
You could go walk the Boulder.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
I could go walk
And again,
the Boulder,
good for
Boulder.
You. Baby
Yay!
Steps. Whatever.
Yeah.
I registered for a 5K.
With donuts at the end.
That's how they get me there. I mean, come Gosh. On. You knew they'd have to have something.
It's like the old cartoon with the stick that's up and over with the string. Donut at the end and you're chasing
and
it.
Running.
I got this. I got this.
Yeah, not
I
a carrot, this. A donut.
Well, good for you. That's
Yay!
More than what Josh and I do, so good for you.
Yay!
We're not going to go sign up for 5K, I don't
no,
think.
No, but nah. I wanted to.
I don't run for fun. I
no?
run because I have to.
Yeah.
No, I don't ever want to be the turkey trot person. Like, those are the worst type of people.
Well, I don't want to go run before
Jeez,
Thanksgiving.
Harsh,
I know, but I did.
Oh, my
those
gosh.
Those are the worst
when
types
you
of
wake
people.
Up, when you wake up on Thanksgiving and your girlfriend's like, okay, time to run 3 miles. I was like, oh, okay.
I don't want
okay.
to do that, though.
Sounds
no,
good.
But run
Why are you waking up with
donut?
A girl in your bed on Thanksgiving?
No,
Uh-oh.
I'm not. Jeremy, I'm not. She texts
go
you and goes,
oh,
hey,
is that
turkey trot time.
She's texting. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I do church activities on the weekend, Jeremy.
That's right. Yeah, he does.
Ha ha ha.